joined here by my executive producer, Jimmy Stafford. Jimmy, you're welcome.
Good evening, Paul. How are you doing?
Top of the world.
No, it's been crack. Some year, hasn't it, when you look back? And
Unbelievable. You know, I was just saying, me and Marty were talking about it earlier on too, that the amount of, you know yourself, like I took on Saturday night here and had you read out my locker. And I told you, and I left here with a sack. A big white sack full of CDs, because I needed a room in my locker, and it was, you know, and I put the stuff out on Sunday, you know, and I was listening away and looking at albums and going, I remember that, and just, you know,
even in our long pre-production meeting we had tonight, I mean, just going through the stuff that's coming in 2015 and already the stuff that's coming in for 2016, you can see it, pigeonholes as we call them here in Highland Radio. They're filling up already, which is great to see.
And there's talk, you know, there's talk now of, you know, artists already that we're expecting albums from now in 2016. Mm. You were talking about a couple of albums. I mean,
The Villagers are releasing a new album next week. Walking on Cars, a brilliant band from Dingle, getting huge airplay, releasing an album in 2 weeks' time. Uh-huh. Claire Reardon, who was up with us last year, you'll be talking about her later on. I mean, she's back in studio and she's heading over to Nashville and has three tracks down. And I mean, I suppose one of the things I've learned, Paul, is the workload that goes into the recording.
You know,
I think they go into a studio on a Monday and come out on a Friday with an album. But I mean, this goes on over a period of 12 to 18 months.
It does.
Mongrel State were up last year. Today the album is coming out next week. Pete Murphy has it in the post to us tonight.
Looking forward to that.
Good old rock band.
Oh, they were brilliant. Really enjoyed them. And, you know, please God, we can get them back up again, Mongrel State.
Joe Gibson is going back into studio, he tells me. You know, he's been telling us that for 12 months.
But he's going back into studio. That doesn't really mean much to me, does it? Does it mean that he's going to record or he's just going up for a cup of tea or something? You know, can him.
And the Logues are going back. I mean, the Logues are going back. And I seen him going around Castle Durg. They do this 12 pubs crawl playing music. And they're going around, they're finishing the tour now in 2 weeks' time, and they're going back in studio to put the album down at this stage because they have enough material. But I mean, there's plenty of stuff, Paul. Over the next few weeks, we have bands coming up who've been contacting us on Twitter, like Scoops and Sarah May, great artists as well. They're going to be coming up playing with us. Clanvic Rory will be up in a few weeks' time, to name but a few. But it's been phenomenal, and
we're looking to go out more.
Out and about is the big thing, yeah.
Definitely, because, as I say, we're the artist, and getting bigger names down, it's probably it's harder to get people here, but it might be easier for us to go out and...
Yeah, I think so, but I think the pre-planning we do, I mean, we're talking to people today, and we spoke to a few this evening, and we're looking at into March, April, May at this stage. The Swell Festival, and we're talking about that in July, and there's lots more. So we're already looking ahead, and we're planning our Christmas party next year as well.
The stomach's just getting over this last one, Jimmy. Give me a wee while to get back on the ship again. But you were out in Arnmore on
Saturday.
Yeah. I couldn't make it because...
You were working late on Friday night.
I was working very late on Friday night.
Paul, I suppose Jerry Early, what a day. I mean, how do I have a few minutes to talk about this?
Tear away. You're all right.
We got an invite from Jerry. He was up with us on December with John.
December the 7th.
John Muldowney and John and Smeaton. Jerry came in that night and he brought the CD. I had overheard the CD in Club Bio in November at a gig, and I'd heard it in the background, and I heard his harmonies, and John Muldowney and the McCrory clan said to me, that's a new single coming up from Jerry Early. Yeah. I never knew Jerry at that stage. And shoot forward to last Saturday when they launched the CD. We played it that night, Paul. You and I were absolutely blown away in December with it. It was the night of the anniversary of the sinking of the Stalwick vessel over off Tory Island. And it's a long story to the whole... The story in itself is intriguing, it's incredible.
Do you know, I'm just taken back by the bravery, Jimmy, the whole and the beautiful thing about the song. The song tells that story.
It does, from the first second.
From the first second right to the end. And I kid you not, I've told you this and you've told me the same. I have that on replay and I love the whole way it gently comes in, and it's a beautiful song.
Well, I have it on the car, Paul, and it's on replay, and the kids, the children in the car, they're actually singing the harmonies now to it. It's such a catchy tune.
As if we follow one song, you can actually follow it quite easily. You know?
So Saturday, I hadn't been to Arnmore Island. You had been, but I didn't know how to get there.
I knew you hadn't been there because you asked me about passport and stuff like that, and I said, you'll be all right.
And the question I had, was I going to get off the island? So we had
my question too, Jimmy.
So we had a beautiful day for a journey over, and you go through these little small islands as you head over to Aranmore Island. Mm. For anybody that's been, and beautiful little islands, and there's people living on these small islands and beautiful houses, and
each one's got a story.
And the first ferry, Paul, which we didn't get, but the first ferry had dolphins bringing them into the island. Absolutely, there's great footage. Sean Rogers caught great footage. You see massive amount of dolphins. So we got on the island and up to Jerry's pub, Early's, and a huge crowd gathered from 2 o'clock, and a history lesson about the sinking and what went down. The lifeboat crew, Jerry on stage, his dad Andrew, 84 years of age, I think, as 9 years of age at the time, recalled his memories and the stories that he would have heard about the rescue, the 8 men that went out that night and that morning to rescue 18 people. And there was, I forget how many passed away, 12, but it was a brilliant, and there'll be more about the stories we go on. A beautiful afternoon. Clanvic Rory got up on stage and sang. Oh, blown away by them.
When you put stuff out in Periscope now, and I was sitting, you know, and I was like, you should have been there, you know.
Yeah, it was. And then the creme de la creme was Jerry and Clanvic Rory and Declan McLafferty from the Thousands, and who else? And somebody on was replacing Trudy Nicolan, went up on stage to launch a single. This was about 5:20. We had to get to 6 o'clock ferry. And they went up, and wow, Jerry sang it, and the Clanvic Rory. It was as if it was like from the CD. I actually recorded it. I put it up on Facebook, Paul. I think it's over nearly 10,000 views at this stage.
It's unbelievable, that. That's
so going. I mean, the key thing, there's a story here, which is what Jerry's trying to get out, and his cousin, Patrick Boyle, I think, wasn't it? His cousin, was over in Holland. This is taken off in Holland as well. Uh-huh. It's available on iTunes. Go and download it. They're raising funds to erect a monument for all those, the lifeboat crew, for all those who perished and for all those who survived. So there's a story here that's going to, I think, gather legs, and certainly I've been captured by it.
Oh, and
but
same.
The song has captured me more than anything.
And it's how memorable it is, and how, you know, how these men didn't really talk about it. This was Jerry's point to raise up. It didn't really, people knew about it, but they didn't really talk about it. And that's the bravery. I love that, you know.
And I think the beauty about this, Paul, is the way music has come together with history and storytelling, and that was the beauty of Saturday. It was like you were in another world.
Jimmy, you could have put me at school and you could have taught me history, I was blue in the face, and I wouldn't have learned it. But you see, I've learned a lot through music, listening to things that have happened. That's exactly what you're saying, Drake. The music's bringing the history in. You're actually going, I know that. But just on another point, I was looking, just put on the YouTube, you know, the Aranmore lifeboat and modern day stuff. And it shows them out. There's a couple of people can check it out. And they're bringing in a boat. And I honestly don't know how they did. So you go back 75 years.
That's right.
And how did they do it? How did they have the... You know, where did all the technology, it was just all in their head, you know, everything was...
But there was no... But that's interesting, because there was a very good slide where they showed the lifeboat bringing a crew. So they do this winch and they throw a line over, and I forget the terms, the nautical terms for it, but the winch, and it's basically they tie it to the other ship and you winch a man or a woman down, and that's how they did it. And compared to... It's just... Oh, it's mind-blowing. But look, this song, for me, it just, wow, tells it all. I'll go.
We'll have a listen.
Not tonight of any night, said the coxswain of the crew. The chances of survival on a night like this are few. December 1940, round the coast of Donegal, came a great north wind that could have been the cruelest of them all. 14 men were missing, 18 more in great distress. Jack Boyle knew that their future and his hands had come to rest. He knew a man who knew the sea, if any man would know. Will you show the way without delay? O'Donnell said, I'll go. I'll go and do the best I can, I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm a lifeboat man, I am my father's son. I will go and do the best I can, I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm an island man, I am my father's son. The neighbors watch them gather and they cast a worried eye and wondered how that lifeboat crew could possibly survive. They all agreed that some at least the greatest price would pay
And the old man shed a tear. I knelt down on the ground to pray. While standing on the pier with his hand-picked squad of men, Jack told each one that they might never see their homes again. And he told them there would be no shame if this time they said no. Each traced the cross upon his brow, stepped up and said, I'll go. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go cause I'm a lifeboat man. I am my father's son. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go cause I'm a lifeboat man. I am my father's son. Against the storm, against the gale, against the mighty wave, those men were rightly honored as the bravest of the brave. And let everyone salute them and thank God for men like these, who would risk their lives for strangers in peril on the seas. Oh, Donald Ward and Gallagher, remember these names well. With the Boyles and the Burns and Rogers, they faced the seas from hell. With the waves above them crashing down and a heaving mass below, God bless them, everyone who made the vow to say, I'll go. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go cause I'm a lifeboat man. I am my father's son. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go cause I'm a lifeboat man. I am my father's son. Now this volunteer lifeboat crew, a sullen Aran war, they faced the biggest storm that they had ever seen before. But they brought them 18 sailors home and left them on the land. Now they're safe and well and home again by the grace of God's own hand. Now the spirits soar above the waves and they've earned eternal rest. And surely if there's justice, they are seated with the best. And I'd like to think on that last hour God whispered soft and low and welcomed home the 8 brave men who made the vow to go. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go cause I'm an island man. I am my father's son. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go cause I'm from Aranmore. I am my father's son. Yes, I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go cause I'm an island man. I am my father's son. I will go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go cause I'm from Aranmore. I am my father's son.
The Sky Big Sale is here, and boy is it big.
What? Bigger than what? Yeah.
Yep, even bigger than that.
Well, surely not bigger than...
Poe, there's nothing bigger than the Sky Big Sale. Sky TV customers get Sky Fibre Unlimited for €35 a month for 12 months, and it's only on a 12-month contract.
That is awesome.
Call 0818 90 40 81 or search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Terms and conditions apply.
The line's broken again.
Are you fed up with shoddy fishing lines? Have the fish escaped more times than you care to remember? You obviously didn't buy from the Bridge Guns and Tackle in Strabane. They can provide you with state-of-the-art equipment and will make sure you make the right choice for your needs and have the best prices to boot. Follow them on Facebook for all their offers. The Bridge Guns and Tackle, Butcher Street, Strabane. Quality goods that last a lifetime.
Nothing beats a good breakfast to set you up for the day ahead. And at The Sandwich Company, we have a variety of breakfast options to suit, with traditional continental, or you can take the healthy option and add some of our superfoods to your breakfast. Our healthy options menu also extends to throughout the day. Call into The Sandwich Company and ask staff about our healthy option specials today.
How do you look at life? Are you confident in the way you feel, in the way you see the world, in the way the world sees you? At Northwest Independent Hospital, our certified cosmetic surgeons help you reveal your true self. Call us to schedule a consultation on 048-777-63090 or visit our website at nwih.co.uk. You will never look at your life the same way again.
Down on the farm, Rob just doesn't have enough room. There's the John Deere 8530, the New Holland T7060 and the Kane half-pipe silage trailer. Can they go on the shelf or should he put them in the cabinet?
At Tinney's Toys in Letterkenny, there's every farm machinery model you can think of, from names like Ross, Viking, Universal Hobbies and Sikku. Also model farms and accessories, train sets, remote control helicopters and much more. See in store at Drumnahoe Letterkenny or online at tinneystoys.com.
You're very welcome back. 12 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on a Monday night, sessions, and it's myself and Jimmy Stafford basically going through. I had a playlist here and it's gone totally out the window because with that many artists, but what Jimmy will continue on Wednesday night between 7:30 and 8:30 Centre Stage, where he will include as many of these artists. And I will tell you, the respect we have for these people is unbelievable, and we thank them throughout the year for keeping us busy, but also for getting the music out there. And that's what you're entitled to do when you've got a product as good as some of these people have. And keep them coming to us, and we'd love to hear from you. 086-77-00-555. If you fancy winning a copy of Jackie Sharkey's album called Love and the Other Thing and Ian Smith, A Celtic Collection, just text in your name and address. Don't have to worry about quiz questions, because we don't do them. But anyway, Jimmy, back again to you.
One of the things, I suppose, iTunes and Jerry Early at, if people want to get, because a lot of people are texting us about where can they get it. So look at iTunes and Jerry Early, EARLY at Hotmail.
That's Jerry with a J.
Jerry with a J, Early at Hotmail. I know, and good evening to everybody over there in the island who made us so welcomed on Saturday afternoon. Really beautiful welcome and great food and great hospitality. And I suppose one of the things as well, Paul, just to highlight that there's been huge success in tracing a lot of the relatives of the Dutch, because a lot of these people were Dutch that were saved and drowned. So there's Patrick Boyle has been in huge work, and they've connected with a lot of people in Holland, so there's a huge connection now happening between the two. And
I have to give Jerry and the team there full credit, because it's a story that didn't deserve to die. It should, it deserved to be highlighted in the proper order, and because, as I say, I'm just amazed at the bravery. I really am.
Your dad put the electrics on there.
Oh, you're dumb. My dad tells me to this day, I'll take him out to me the next time around. He put the electric in Ardmore.
Wow.
He did it way back. Oh no, way back when there's no electric, he brought it over from Strabane. You should probably got it cheap.
I suppose one of the things I want to ask you, Paul, is your highlight of 15. And I suppose it's unfair to single out an artist or an act, because
I wouldn't do that.
Any particular highlight for you?
Well, once again, you think we were working for the Ironmore Tourist Board, but it was a swell festival.
I was away on holidays and you got that trip, that junket.
It was access all areas, and it was VIP. It genuinely was.
I haven't been to it, and I've heard so much about it.
We went over on the Sunday.
This is the swell festival.
I'd been to Fleetwood Mac the night before. And I drove down and straight away to the wife, come by the house. She was standing down at the roundabout at Strabane. She waved back to me, and I came on down and I got the ferry over. And from a set foot in the ferry, somebody came over. Oh, yeah, Paul, I've gone to
VIP treatment.
And went over, and Catherine done a brilliant job. Everything was just by my side. And at 6:15, we were going on at 6:45, I had no clue who was talking to me. And I was going with Catherine, we'll just go with the flow. That does me great. And I was just amazed at the calibre of the different acts of people who were eccentric, who were brilliant artists. It was just, I just thought it was brilliant. The weather was great when we were there too, the hospitality once again. I got an escort off the boat, or a boat the island. Back. That was
really this was the highlight because of so many acts together.
The hard work that people had gone under. To help achieve this. Now, I'm not taking away from Muller because there's loads of acts and there's loads of wee venues. Bernie Doherty is a great wee venue going there and he's showing. And also, Kate O'Callaghan and Seamus do there. But, you know, and loads of people do. And it's full respect to them and we thank them for that. But to me, the highlight, I think of when Paul Tully won that guitar from Emerald Guitars.
Yeah.
So my side, even to this day, I still talk about it. And he came down, I said he was very emotional. He was, for want of a better word. But Tully came down and we gave him the guitar and he couldn't speak because of emotion.
That's right.
Emotion or whatever. But
he was exhausted too after 2 days.
He was very, 2 days flat to the mat, he was exhausted. But he took the guitar up and I was recording this.
Now this is no ordinary guitar. This is an Emerald guitar, which is
one of them carbon fibre things. Yeah, and I had it. Yeah. I took it home because I said to him, Paul, I think it's €1,500 worth of stuff. And I said, do you want me to take that back to Strabane and you can get everything back? And I'll never forget his words. Thanks, man. Because I'll probably find out it. So I thought, well, just get it off him. But I brought it home.
You recorded this, though. I recorded it, which is even better.
This is Tully here, right, doing Grace. He hadn't even tuned the guitar. He hadn't done it. He was straight on.
Oh, listen to this.
Well, I am beginning to understand that I am a part of some bigger plan. And I believe in a promised land, what the love for a woman can do for a man. By grace, I'll find you in time. Oh, I'll find that peace of mind. By grace, I'll find you in time. I'll find that peace of mind. I'm talking to a statue of St. Anthony. I'm praying for a miracle, some light so I can see. Cause there's so many things that I wanna be, but God knows what I really need now. Find you in time. Oh, I find that peace of mind. Grace, I find you in time. I find that peace of mind. And I was always so in love with you, and body and mind together in time. And when that day arrived, lift me up with your loving light. Oh, 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 oh. I'll find you in time. I'll find that peace of mind. Grace, well, you're here with me now. I'll find you some way, somehow.
Well, there we Oh, that was some crack that night. That's totally there. Better fade it down a case because that was an unedited version. But we took that straight from the... had that yoke just sitting beside us and we just recorded for the crack, but it came out well. That was totally brilliant. That was so we look forward. Hey, we're going into a new year and we're going to do new music, which is brilliant. One of the other bands that impressed us a lot was, of course, In Their Thousands. And Jimmy, you were down, they were down in the
27 December day, the Full House and Green on Theatre, Declan. And Rory and Aid, and yeah. Brilliant.
Great.
Absolutely amazing band. You know, one of those bands that work hard as well, Paul. You know, and they've got national airplay as well last year, which is
good. That's right.
And for a Donegal band.
But it's great for it. It's great to see it and keep pushing away because they've got such a unique sound.
Brilliant.
I'll tell you what,
brilliant.
They'll take us to the news at 10 o'clock in sport. We'll be right back. Monday Night Sessions, part 2.